Now, critically acclaimed author Anthony Desaux, whose previous works include the story collection Barnacle Love and the Toronto-centric novel Kicking the Sky, he's back with a brand new novel. It's called Children of the Moon, published by Doubleday Canada. And it really takes the reader far afield, specifically to war-torn Mozambique. And here we meet three characters: Poe, a woman born an albino who has faced ostracism and pain; Ezekiel, conscripted into the rebel army at a young age; and Seraphim, a journalist trying to tell a story as unbiased as possible. All collide in this tale of war, horror, and love. And Anthony Desaux joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Morning.
I have you on the wrong microphone. There we go.
Good morning.
There he is.
I'm here.
He is really here, ladies and gentlemen. First off the bat, rightly or wrongly, this novel and its setting really threw me for a loop from you. Because your previous work has been, as I mentioned, a Toronto-centric. What was the inspiration behind this novel?
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't know how much a writer chooses his novel as opposed to the story choosing the writer to tell that story. Part of it is because that my uncles all were did their mandatory military duty. And were shipped off at the age of 19 to those colonial wars, those Portuguese colonial wars in Guinea-Bissau and Angola and Mozambique. And they returned broken, lost, and it affected the way we interacted with each other. It was kind of a secret. We weren't supposed to talk about it. It was so devastating to so many people. And those effects lingered on for many years, a kind of PTSD, a sense of abandonment. Mm-hmm. And so that really was very important for me to try to reconcile that world and the world I was about to enter and research.
Well, in research, you must have done a ton of research
for this book. I did. Went to Tanzania on my first stretch for 3 weeks, and then followed that the year after with visiting the archives and speaking to veterans and people who were affected by the war in Mozambique and South Africa. So it was really an incredible experience to be part of that.
And you got involved with the charity Under the Same Sun, which advocates for people with albinism. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, that's correct. Albinism? Yes.
This is... Because I was reading in an interview earlier this morning, people who are born albinos in Africa they're still ostracized. How can that be possible in 21st century?
And this was the same feeling I got when I read that first article in National Geographic about 5 years ago, and I couldn't believe that this was happening. And then I had to kind of think about how naive that was. There's so many horrific things that are going on in this world, from child labor to the sex trade. And I thought, this is just add this to that mountain of inhumane aspects of our existence. And I thought, I read everything I could. I became obsessed with it. And that led me to Peter Ash, who's the CEO of Under the Same Sun. And I called him out in Burnaby, British Columbia, and I was impressed with his dedication and the work that he was doing to help people with albinism, particularly in Africa, and to bring awareness of how terribly ostracized, marginalized, and hunted these people are.
Yeah. Well, it certainly paid off because, the character of Poe, in these politically correct times, you as a male writer creating a female character. But, she is so, so well-rounded. She's full of anger, yet still full of hope, yet still, you've created a beautiful character.
Well, thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without Peter inviting me to work with him and to meet with these people in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, in Mwanza, young mothers who came to offer up their children to be taken under the wing of Under the Same Sun because of the fear that something terrible would happen to these children. It was a journey that moved me and changed me forever.
I can just imagine. And I found, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the character of Seraphim, the journalist, he almost is like, he's almost like a stand-in for you in a lot of ways, because he's a journalist trying to tell the story as unbiased, or as Poe said, hear my words, but you have to tell them exactly the way I'm telling you. I mean, is that a fair thing?
I think it's a very fair thing, and I don't think it's so thinly veiled that I had to enter that world, and I had to create a character that had so many concerns about what he was writing and how he was going to get his story across. And he was working so hard to make sure that that story was honest and true and just as Poe wanted it to be.
Yeah. All these characters are carrying tremendous burdens with themselves.
Yes.
I mean, like everyone in life. But, I mean, Poe with obviously her albinism and the ostracization that goes with it. Ezekiel, who a character we haven't even mentioned yet, but he carries with him the atrocities that have been committed not only by him, but to him as well.
Yes.
And this must be, you know, a surrogate for your uncles. And Seraphim, who has done something very wrong in a previous article written by him. I mean, and the fact that these people can carry on is tremendous.
And I think that there is, you know, with all of the things that you just mentioned, there is this sense of hope.
Yeah.
That there is this,
exactly,
this light, and we all have to move toward it. And I mean, these people have gone through the ringer.
Living hells.
And it is astounding. And I think it's a testament to who we are as people, that we can move past that and learn from it and come through something so devastating, and yet feel that there is that glimmer of hope that it can be a better place.
And hope and love.
Yes.
As well. I mean, that's a big part of it, right?
Yes,
there.
It is. It's a huge part of it, and a huge sense that, you know, these marginalized characters who really feel and yearn for a sense of belonging find themselves and recognize that each one of them is looking for that same thing. I mean, I think that's what love is, you know,
exactly,
when you can give yourself up to someone else and recognize that in someone else.
It is a very powerful book. And I mean, you've jumped out of the confines of Toronto to Africa. I have to ask you, where's your next book going to go? Or do you even know yet?
I think I'm going to make my next book
Mars.
I think it's going to have a place. It's going to be a place with no name.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, I want to thank you so much
for
coming into the and thank you very much for writing what is another high point in your career thus far. Thank you so
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
Thank you both.
Been speaking to author Anthony Desaw. His new novel, Children of the Moon, is published by Doubleday Canada. And I would be remiss if I did not tell you that the book launch is happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Lula Lounge. You want to get more information on this, go to lula.ca. Thank you again.
Thank you.